Welcome back. Straight and level. I love that. This is Amy Labota, and I am here at EAA Oshkosh Air Venture 2011. We have done a major switch here in the sound booth. We have gone from the world of associations to the world of academia. So I want to welcome Carolina Lynn Sanderson from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and she has here Dr. Pat Anderson with her today.
It's great to see you, Amy.
It's a pleasure to see you. How are you doing? You guys flew up here. When'd you get in?
We got in yesterday afternoon. We flew in commercially.
Excellent.
It's great to be here again.
Excellent, excellent. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Carolina is one of my favorite Embry-Riddle flight instructor / test pilot / glider pilot / youth advisor. How many different ways can I describe you? And also, we've got a terrific article coming up in Aviation for Women, and it will be in our September issue. Did you know that?
Great.
Yeah, finally. I think it only took, a year?
It's wonderful.
So tell me, you guys have been working on a very special project close to my heart at Embry-Riddle, and that is the Green Flight. How's it going?
Well, actually, this week's been a sort of exciting week. I'm getting almost hourly updates on the project. It's been a year in progress, getting the Green Flight Challenge airplane together, which, as you know, is for a $1.5 million NASA prize to get 200 passenger miles per gallon. And we start off with a STEMI motor glider, and we're putting a hybrid gas electric engine in it. And it's been a lot of engineering, a lot of parts going out, a lot in the virtual reality space. But last week, all the parts actually came in, all the batteries came in, all the electronics came in. And in a relatively short space of time, that stuff is all gone together. And I can say now that Monday, the airplane was fully operational on both gas and electric. And I just got an email before walking in here that we've also done a transition going from electric power to gas power with the airplane completely disconnected. It's kind of funny because it's a fully electric airplane, so when we were first testing it, it's got all sorts of cables going to it and external computers hooked to it, and it looks sort of like Frankenplane. But now we did plugs out. We pulled all the external power off the airplane, and it's operating completely on its own. And it's been absolutely exciting for everybody working on it because it's been a year in the making, and now we're actually seeing all that stuff going together relatively rapidly, and it's actually working much better than we expected, which is absolutely wonderful for us.
Now, Carolina, will you get to fly that?
Right now, the official test pilot is Mikhail Ponce, but I might after they do the initial testing.
Excellent. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Seminole that you were flying that was also part of the Swift fuel testing, which is kind of another aspect of what you guys have been doing research on. We talked a lot about trying to switch over Embry-Riddle's fleet to a biofuel, correct?
That's correct. We completed all the flight testing on Swift fuel last year. We had the Seminole here on display. That Seminole was sold, so we completed all the flight testing, and now they're in a negotiation phase. Oh. So right now it's a little bit on standby, but okay. It's a very interesting project.
Yeah, one of the things that you determined, and the reason you chose that Seminole was because obviously you could run one engine Swift fuel, the other one regular avgas, and do a very clean comparison. And the big discovery was that it seemed to work real well.
Yeah, it worked wonderful, and we're able to fly it all the way to Oshkosh. And as you said, one engine was running on 100 low lead, and the other one on Swift fuel. So it was great. So just hoping that they finish the negotiation and we can continue with the developmental part of it.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking at at Embry, we're looking at all sorts of methods of alternative propulsion. That's one of the areas, and we have an approved STC to work on that right now. It's just it's a completely new product, so that's taking its time, sorting it out, going through the process that it obviously needs to go through to make sure that it's as safe as it needs to be. And then the other end of that is hybrid and electric propulsion. So Embry-Riddle is trying to look at all these various ways of greening up propulsion, especially in the size of airplanes that we fly, which are the training type airplanes. And you know, that's where a lot of this technology starts, and it'll climb up the ladder to the bigger aircraft as well.
Well, then you have to be very interested in the Hybrid 172 program, I would guess.
I've heard about it, but I don't know a whole lot about it, to be quite honest.
You need to go see those folks. I think they're here at this show. And then I was at an alternative fuel summit on Monday that was held at the museum, and they were talking about some very interesting engines, too. Now, obviously, biodiesel seems still to be easier to come by than some kind of bioavgas.
Well, diesel is also one of the things that we've worked with at Embry-Riddle. In fact, SMA is here at the show, and we actually installed, and you're pulling my memory now, but I believe 98 Embry-Riddle installed.
I was going to say, that was a long time ago, yeah.
The first SMA engine in a 182, and brought it to the show in, I think, 89 and 90, or...
It was a long time ago. Yeah,
10-12 years ago at this point. And we've also looked at some other diesel engines at Embry-Riddle. So again, it's one of our primary areas at the Flight Research Center that we look at is these alternative methods of propulsion.
Excellent. And again, you know, the whole system of how things work at the Flight Research Center is really fascinating to me. There's the mechanical side of it, which, Pat, you do a lot of the work of the actual installation, the planning out, the CAD that goes into figuring out how to redo these engines, rejigger these airplanes, and that includes cowlings, that includes electrical systems, that includes, obviously, some way to power it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the side of the flight test program, right, which, Carolina, you're involved in, which is a big deal. But I want to shift gears for a minute because you're both involved in an interesting project at a glider port not too far away from you.
Yes, that's correct. We've been busy putting together an encampment for high school students. Pat and I have created several juniors programs to teach high school students to fly, especially starting in gliders.
And let's tell them where exactly that location
is. Well, right now we've done two types of encampments, one out of Pearson Airport just northwest of Daytona Beach, and another one at Lakeland in Winter Haven with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
Oh, terrific. That's a great group to be working with.
Yes, it's great. And the Central Florida Aerospace Academy was funded by James Ray and the Ray Foundation and the Aviation Education Foundation. It is the same person that funded the EAA Air Academy Lodge.
Excellent.
So it's wonderful. We just finished the second encampment at Winter Haven in the Lakeland area last week. We had we flew for 6 days. We had six high school kids. It's two flew a Piper Sport and soloed in it, and then four flew the gliders, and three soloed in the gliders.
Terrific.
It was wonderful.
That's a big deal to do in Florida in the summertime, too, because you're limited on how long you can fly each day.
Well, it's actually interesting. We did it the first time at Lakeland, and it was kind of hot, and the Aviation Education Foundation sort of stood up and listened to some of the recommendations of the students and the instructors, and now they have a mobile classroom, which is basically a travel trailer that has been modified from a sort of sleeping area into a classroom area. So we literally take that out on the runway, that and it sits right in front of the glider, so it serves as sort of a base camp, and two purposes: one, as an air-conditioned area where you can do ground school and you have tables and all the equipment, and the second is a sort of R&R for what happens in Florida, which is 95 degrees and 100% humidity each day. So that really was a key to being able to get the students through in a short period of time.
Yeah, Yeah, I can imagine that's true. I really can. So this is exciting. This is what you do this year. What do you have planned for next year?
Well, I'm working on my PhD on the personal level. We have a two-year-old daughter, and I was just... I used to work for the flight department at Embry-Riddle. Now I'm starting a new position as a faculty member.
Excellent.
Professor of aeronautical science.
Oh, congratulations.
And we'll definitely continue with the encampments. We're looking at maybe expanding a piece of the at Lakeland on the... on the Sun and Fun grounds, and maybe creating more encampments.
That's exciting. Where can people find out more information about this?
Could go to our website at www.flightdynamics.aero.
Flightdynamics.aero.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Carolina, are you here doing the Women's Soar program as well this year?
Yes, I'm going to be one of the mentors at the Women's Soar starting tomorrow until Sunday.
Wow, that's exciting. I can't wait to see how it goes this year. I know they had a terrific turnout last year, and the idea of moving it towards the end of AirVenture, I think, is going to be exciting. Particularly, you should probably have better weather.
Yeah, it's great, and the girls will get to enjoy the night show that is my favorite.
Excellent, excellent. Pat, where can people find out more information about your research?
Well, if you go to the main Embry-Riddle website, www.eraU, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.edu, you can find our website, which is a Flight Research Center. You sort of have to navigate through there. But if you do a Google search on the Green Flight Challenge in Embry-Riddle, you'll be able to see it. There's a lot of exciting videos of our airplane up that are recent. So it's a great place to look. I also have to say this is all a student project, so it's not like you know, we're bringing in people from the outside to work on this. So if you go attend Embry-Riddle and you're in some of the fields that work on this type of stuff, you as a student may end up working on these airplanes in the Green Flight Challenge. It's a completely student-built aircraft. Of course, there's some supervision.
But, that's very good to know. Very
it's a student project.
I'll tell you what, it's enough to make me want to go back to school. Listen, guys, thank you so much for joining us here today on Around the Patch with Amy Labota.